fat, full-figured, or voluptuous. Comedian and actress Monique doesn't care what you call her 200-plus pounds, as long as you include fabulous. In an image-conscious society, Monique is trying to empower other plus-sized women. Her special Fat Chance, a full-figured beauty competition, premieres tomorrow night on the Oxygen Network. Monique invited our correspondent Farai Chidea to her suburban Los Angeles home for a conversation about Fat Chance, comedy, and changing the ways big women look at themselves.
For so long, we've been made to feel like we were abnormal, and we didn't fit, and we didn't belong. But we, and when I say we, to include me, the average-sized woman, black, white, I don't care, in America is a size 14. So we're the majority. We're the normal one. So it's like our society has put this message out there that fat is bad. Fat is wrong. It's like, guys, what are you saying? Every day people are dying. I promise you not all of them are fat. I promise you. Not all of them are fat. So it's like, what are you guys saying? Promote being healthy, but don't promote that it's ugly, that it's not beautiful, that it's unattractive, and that's what I have a problem with.
Now, you are here in the Los Angeles area, in Hollywood, the epicenter of thin. Mm-hmm. I moved here not that long ago, and let me tell you, I can't find one little thing to fit around my booty.
Mm-hmm.
How do you deal with the size pressure in this area specifically?
I didn't allow me to have that pressure. I took advantage of being different. I took advantage of being over 200 pounds. I took advantage of being Monique, because oftentimes when you touch down here in Hollywood, you want to look like everybody else. How boring is that? If they have a casting call for women that's 200 pounds, who's going to show up? Me and Queen Latifah. That's it. If you got a casting call for women that's a size 2, a 0 to a 2, you got millions of women out there. So I took advantage of being me.
What gave you that strength or that foresight to just say, I'm just going to be myself?
I never knew anything was wrong with me. Like my dad played such a crucial point when he said to me, you're the prettiest girl in the world. I wasn't the prettiest fat girl. I wasn't the prettiest black girl. I was just the prettiest girl. So coming here, if I walk in the room with Tyra, Iman, Beverly Johnson, Cindy Crawford, guess what? I am the prettiest girl in the world. And they look at me just like that too, like, damn, she's the prettiest girl in the world. If you feel like that about yourself, people don't have a choice but to feel like that about you.
What about the women who are up for Fat Chance? Do all of them feel like that, or are they feeling low and run down about themselves?
Well, I think that women, period, go through an unsure place. Now, when you talk about big women, well, see, it's already enough going through an unsure place. But then when you got society telling you, you better stay in that place. So, of course, we all come across like, baby, I'm the belle of the ball. I'm fine. I'm fabulous. But when you start listening to their stories, see, even me, we were always taught to be funny. What happens when you don't want to make nobody laugh? Then you get nervous and you get scared because you think the attention will go on your stomachs or your chins. Or all of your thighs. And if it does, so what? So at the end of Monique's Fat Chance, I'm hoping that's what they walk away with. It's mine and I embrace it.
What kind of things do the women in the show have to go through? Sounds like you got hundreds, if not thousands, of applications. 10 women, what do they have to do once they're working on the show?
We're going through what's called a beauty boot camp, because the myth is we're unhealthy. We just fat and we lazy. We sit around and watch soap operas and eat bonbons all day. Not true. So we go through a boot camp where we practice good health and exercise. We're doing things that society says you can't do. We're going through a pole dance. Yes, ma'am. Because we are sexy. We're curvaceous. We're beautiful women. Instead of doing swimwear, we're doing lingerie. Because I think lingerie can show so much of your personality. Swimwear is very simple. Very plain, but lingerie, it just gives you that sex appeal and that, wow, that's hot. And we're also going to go through a cooking process because like, people think we just sit around and eat pigs. No, we eat healthy. We're just big women. We're just big people. So we'll have a round table where we'll discuss our fears and our insecurities and what we had to do to overcome those things. So there's a lot of things that these women, including me, will be exposing about themselves. And that's where the reality comes in. When they say reality now, that is such a bunch of crock because they're still very made up and they're still very dot all my I's, cross all my T's because they want to be stars. These women just want to be accepted. So with the show, at the end of the show, all of those women win because we're changing the way the world views us.
Well, let's talk about your comedy. You can light a stage on fire. In Queens of Comedy, you get kind of rough.
Skinny women are evil and they need to be destroyed, baby. You hear what I'm saying to you, big girls? If you're sitting next to a skinny take your fist and hit that in the top of her head. Let that know you're here.
Do you ever get any calls from the hometown folks in Baltimore saying, honey, I wish you wouldn't use that language?
You know what? I've gotten that call. And I've gotten that call from a pastor. And my response was, listen to the message. Don't get caught in the words. Because if I got caught in your words and not your message, I would be lost. So don't get caught because I say or I like that. It tastes good in my mouth. I do. I make no apologies for it. You know, funny is funny. That's my way of funny. And if you don't agree with it, I respect that. Don't come. Because I'm not changing Monique for nobody. The day God comes down, he going to laugh with me.
You come a long way from Baltimore, physically, you know, career-wise. Do you miss it? Do you miss home?
No. Home is where the heart is. You know, I love Baltimore, but my mom and dad are here. My nieces and nephews are here. You know, my fiancé is here, who is also from Baltimore. You know, so do I miss it? No, I don't miss it. My base is where I am. So I ain't nothing to miss. The crabs come here. We got the crab meat here.
As long as you have good crab cakes. And I just have a pet peeve. Dungeness crabs do not make what I call crab cakes. That is not a crab cake.
No, they're too big. The meat is too tough. See, we need our regular crabs. The blue crab, we put them in a pot with some beer. Old Bay season.
Steam them.
There it is. They get real fancy out here in L.A. You know, get real cute with it.
You better know how to pick a crab by the time you're five. In my family, you're not getting it.
Right. If you throw a half of a shell away, that shuts you down. That's like, no, you can't. No, you get some shrimp because crabs ain't your thing.
Right. How do you deal with all the other parts of yourself, being a mother, being in a relationship, in addition to managing your career, you know, and having to be aggressive and looking for all the opportunities?
I don't take none of it serious. Like, I don't take life serious because in a blink of an eye, I could be done. And when it's done for me, wherever I'm going, I want to be giggling and laughing. You know, I don't plan it out. Like, okay, I got to do this and this. We just do it, you know. I have a 19-year-old and a 15-year-old pregnant with twins. We just do it. Thank you. We just do it, you know. We just make it happen. I have a good team of people around me that makes it really easy. You know, Rhonda Bell, who's from Baltimore. She's my stylist. Rita Hamlin, who's from Baltimore. She's my hairstylist.
See, there's nobody left in Baltimore. That's why the population decreasing. Right. You bringing them out here.
Yes, because you know what? I want everybody to go on this ride with me. This is fantasy right here. When I pull up to my house, I still pinch myself. Like, wow, for real? This is fantasy land. So I want everybody to enjoy that. Come on out and have a good time and experience this roller coaster ride.
Well, Monique, we wish you good luck in everything you do.
Thank you, baby. Thank you. Thank you.
Farai Chidea, NPR News.
Fat Chance, the full-figured beauty competition premieres Saturday night.